I want to start farming. I want to start farming.
I want to start farming.
I want to start farming.
I want to start farming.
But how? I don't know.
Cry no more. Tune into Africa's number one farming podcast.
The Farmcast.
The Farmcast.
The Farmcast.
The Farmcast.
The Farmcast.
Africa's farming podcast. Empower. Inform. Educate.
Brought to you by Surfer Grow Consultants, your number one home of agricultural services.
Hi, welcome to the Farmcast, a podcast about agribusiness, basically the modern approaches to commercial farming. Each week, we are going to be delivering at least the best hard-hitting analysis of the agriculture industry and their approaches of actually maximizing it. Now, today, your host is Dr. Samuel Nsubuga, your agribusiness consultant with SAFA Agro Consultants. You're welcome. I'm going to point out a lot of stuff today, a lot of things concerning agribusiness.
The Farmcast.
Africa's farming podcast.
Many people ask me, they usually ask, what is actually agribusiness? What is the difference between agriculture and agribusiness? Agriculture is simply a science or the art of doing farming, of growing, or maybe rearing an animal, livestock. You know, agribusiness goes just beyond doing that. How are you going to sell? Which challenges are you solving via agriculture? What solutions are you fronting? And how much are you earning from whatever input that you're putting in? These are things we need to look into. Many people really do not understand agribusiness. Agribusiness is not something that will require you to have a lot of land, a lot of big stuff, and you know, agribusiness has different sectors. There are those who deal in chemicals, others in fertilizers, others in input like seeds, others in producing the produce itself. You know, now this is the difference between agribusiness and agriculture. Agribusiness basically is business within agriculture. You could be hiring tractors to people. You could be selling them seeds. You could be selling them fertilizers. You could be selling them crop protection materials. You could be selling them services. That is all agribusiness, aiming at facilitating the produce to the targeted consumers or buyers. You are not just going to do simple agriculture here and there every now and then. No, at least you're supposed to look at things in an economic or financial perspective. I want to earn from this through the agriculture sector, but I do not know what to do. What are you supposed to do first? That's the reason as to why you are listening to
the Farmcast.
Africa's farming podcast.
You know, we are now, if you want to deal with agribusiness, first find out which challenge do you want to solve via farming activities. I will give a case study. In my area, we buy tomatoes from a distant local market, then we transport it here and then distribute to the residents. You know, I could solve that by growing my tomatoes around, however small the scale may be. That is really agribusiness. I may look at my village and realize that people are buying seeds from as far as 30 kilometers away. I would start an agro input shop within my village to solve that challenge. That is agribusiness. I realize that other people do not have the right information to do farming, and I can sell services to them. That is agribusiness. That is how agribusiness is supposed to run. It's supposed to focus on a challenge that usually hinders production to take place, or that hinders the economic success in the farming sector. It is actually, it also involves the production, primary production, secondary production, tertiary, and things of that sort. Agribusiness would mean that you're going to run from the very scratch to the last bit where the consumer is going to pay for that something that you're producing or that you're selling to them. You're not just going to wake up one morning and say, I can do onions. Then at the end you say, where am I going to sell them?
the farm cast.
Africa's Farming Podcast.
That is what we are trying to fight. You cannot be saying, let me just grow then. Maybe God will bless me along the way. You have to plan. You have to think ahead. You have to virtualize. If you were the one in the lives of those you're going to sell to, would you be able to buy what you're going to produce? If you're going to produce it like that, would you take it in the same quality that you're planning to produce it for the targeted market? If not, you're going to fail terribly. Have a business plan. Look at the capital you have. Start with what you have, then keep on scaling and widening up. You're not just going to wake up any morning and say, I'm going to do sweet potatoes, I'm going to do onions, I'm going to do peppers, I'm going to do tomatoes. You know, you have to look into what you want to sell, then ask yourself, how best can I produce it? How best can I produce the quality that really fits into maybe the consumption rate, maybe the preferences, and things of that sort.
The farm cast.
Africa's Farming Podcast.
So, basically, this podcast of Farmcast is going to be running through agribusiness ventures, activities, and processes, stages, methods, approaches, problems, solutions, and things of that sort that deal with agribusiness. It is something that we want to look into and truly improve. Would you be able to join us, or you would love to do things the ordinary way and lose out a penny? Of course not. Join us in the next episode when we are going to start off with our projects. We shall start with the business case of Tomato Enterprise, how we are going to run, how do you run it, how can you start it, and things of that sort. For today, I'm just here to introduce you to the podcast, the Farmcast. We are going to talk farming, pure farming, modern approaches, smart farming, pure agribusiness, pure economics. We do not want to do farming the ordinary way. Will you join me, or you would stay a leaf farmer? Have a good evening. I wish to see you the next round. Share the audio, share the link of the podcast, subscribe to our podcast, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and subscribe to our Facebook page so that you do not miss out on our upcoming live feedback, interaction, and all that is coming ahead. You know, we have a lot in stock. A lot of things you're not going to even finish. Just sit back, tighten your belt, and understand that we are
the Farmcast.
Africa's Farming Podcast.
I wish you a nice day. Let's meet again and again. Thank you.